The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Empire. What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Today is National I Want Butterscotch Day.
I love butterscotch.
And I specifically do not want,
I can do with that.
Want
any
butterscotch,
kind of butterscotch
any day.
Oh, yeah. I like butterscotch.
In any form.
I don't hate it, but I never choose it.
I'm with you, Craig.
Butterscotch ice cream is amazing, man.
It's like caramel's bastard cousin.
It's in my top five puddings.
No. Oh, easily push, yeah. No.
Butterscotch pudding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, then don't eat it. Man. Relax.
Har.
It's fine, Craig. You're allowed to be wrong.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Butterscotch.
We get DeLorean.
Over watermelon. That guy picks butterscotch over watermelon.
Well, I like them both. Are they making a new DeLorean car?
Yeah.
They took the name, really?
Yeah, somebody bought the name.
There's a couple documentaries.
And they're going to make some electric. They're going to make them electric.
Oh, cool.
Electric DeLoreans.
And they're going to make it modernized. They're going to look old school, like like Back to the Future.
Yeah, does can you put trash in it?
It's going to at least look somewhat like the Gullwing thing.
Yeah, you've got to have the Gullwing doors.
Yeah. Right. So there's going to be at least some of that. But they bought the DeLorean name, and they're going to try and make an electric vehicle.
There's a documentary where Alec Baldwin plays DeLorean in the documentary. It's really good. A lot more about that story that I didn't know until I watched that. Yeah.
I was just watching Back to the Future the other day. Is that like the best just representation of what like a movie can be? Like escapism, kind of just like Hollywood production?
I'm not arguing with you. That was one of the best for that kind of thing. Just a feel-good escape movie, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like something you can make a ride out of at Universal Studios.
Right.
Voters on the island of Nantucket.
There once was a man.
In Massachusetts.
From Nantucket.
Are weighing the legalization of topless beaches.
Really?
Seventh generation Nantucketer. Dorothy Stover introduced a proposal called Gender Equality on Beaches would allow any person to go topless on all public and private beaches.
Why not?
Men are currently permitted to go topless, but women face up to 3 years in prison for exposing themselves. Stover says this is inequality.
It is inequality.
And she said some men have bigger breasts than she does.
A lot of them do. I'm not sure how big her boobs are. But
3 years in jail for taking your shirt off seems a little harsh. Shouldn't that just be like a ticket or something?
It is kind of weird, though, that we, even in modern society, it's those situations where, they're just nipples. Now, granted.
Yeah, but you want to see them all.
Of course we do. Well, that's old school.
Yeah, you don't want to see all the ones in this room.
No.
Well, he's seen all the ones in this room.
I've seen all
your nipples.
Not
again. Yeah. All the ones that you don't want to see, it's fine if you take your shirt off. Unfortunately.
But women should be allowed to have their tops off.
Yeah, they should have the option.
Anywhere, on any beach.
Or just in general society.
Well, true.
You know.
Walking down the street.
Sure.
Right.
Well, it is legal in
it's a lot of cities,
any number
right?
of places.
Yeah, isn't that the case in a lot of European countries?
New York City.
Yeah,
even.
New York City.
Right. And if they had a bunch of problems because of that?
Well, no, most women decide not to do it.
Well, what was the to-do in western Kansas, the ruling that came out of some circuit court in Colorado years ago? I thought they said, fine. Take your top off.
I don't recall.
I don't know whatever came of that.
But it seemed like
they ruled in the favor of take your top off.
All right.
But I don't know if it caught on.
I guess a lot of women don't want to walk around with their top off, too, which is a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should start a campaign.
Right.
And make them feel better about it.
Take your top off.
I wonder if, like, the dudes that have to, on this board, that have to vote for it, They like go home and they're like, I was voting for equality. Like, right. You just want to see all the boobs. Yep,
that's all you're
Well,
right.
that too. Yep.
Okay, equal.
Next thing you know, prostitution.
And that's when the whores come right. in.
There we go.
Here we go.
Then your trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
$20 for rent.
Yep. Somebody throws up
the
chant.
Oh, there she goes. Here she
on
goes.
On the beach.
There she goes.
There comes some more hookers.
There she goes.
An expansion pack for a popular video game will not be available in Russia when it comes out on Thursday. The creators of The Sims 4 told players that's due to what it calls the country's gay propaganda law.
Oh.
The gay pack, I'm sorry, the game pack, that was bad. The game pack called My Wedding Stories promotes same-sex marriage. The creators say they didn't want to modify it because it would compromise their values.
Yeah.
And so it's just not going to be available in Russia.
That's right. They still don't like the gays in Russia, right? They're pretty.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad about that.
They put them in jail. How do they treat them?
I don't know, man. Not good.
I think a lot of it's not even acknowledging.
Right.
It.
Right.
Well, like Florida, they don't have it.
They want to do that.
They
in
don't
Florida
have any
now.
Of that.
Yeah. Don't say anything about being gay in Florida now. They're trying to get that passed in schools. Just don't say it.
Racial slurs.
That's
fine.
That's DeSantis. Oh yeah. Yeah. Nazis are fine too. Yeah.
And China. The country's major video platforms started streaming the first season of Friends on Friday. It is the first re-release of the show in years.
How
in China?
What did they do to, just to whitewash that? Not whitewash, already a whitewash show. I'm talking about what they do to tone it down. There's a lot of innuendo and sexual situations all over that.
Apparently, it's heavily censored with suggestive lines altered.
So it lasts 12 minutes.
LGBTQ plots removed entirely.
Oh, my God.
For example, it never mentions that Ross's ex-wife, Carol, is lesbian.
Right.
Joey and Chandler's New Year's Eve kiss in the 10th episode never happens. When Joey advises Ross to go to strip joints, the Chinese subtitle reads, "Go out to play." When Ross says women can have multiple orgasms in the 5th episode, the line is translated as women have endless gossip.
There's so much sexual innuendo in that show and jokes, too, so I don't get how they're doing any of it.
In the 15th episode, the one with the stoned guy, Phoebe said their guest smoked a joint, lit a bone, weed, hemp, ganja, but the Chinese translation says he smoked some very strange medicine. Now, apparently, there is a blurry globe in there. They're afraid that something about a disputed China-India border, that may not show up properly on there.
Well,
even a 2012 version released in China was less censored. That version was taken down in 2018.
Wasn't that long ago in the U.S., you couldn't even say someone was pregnant or show someone pregnant. Yeah. So maybe eventually they'll get the stick out of their
ass. They're actually going backwards.
Yeah.
Well, in China, they require... all media content to reflect what the Communist Party deems correct aesthetics, morality, and ideology.
They've been backwards. They're not going forward.
No. Well, remind me not to watch Friends when I'm in China.
Yeah, it's a good excuse not to watch Friends.
Or Chinese TV in general.
Over there, they just call it
TV, right? Yeah.
That's one of those places I'd be, I'd never feel comfortable if you're in that country.
No.
What can you do?
There's too many free countries I want to visit before I'd actually visit something where I can go to jail for spitting. Don't want to do it, man.
Now, Friends is one of the most popular overseas shows among Chinese millennials. Worldwide. It was not officially released until the 2010s, but pirated versions were widely circulated.
Got it.
Helped the... people in China learn English and American culture. Some people say they'd rather watch the pirated versions.
Oh, yeah, because it's the real version. Did you see the story? I don't know if you found it, Craig, or not, because I should have sent it to you. Japan has a shortage of male porn stars. There's like a couple thousand women porn stars in Japan because they treat that pretty, they're pretty open society when it comes to their porn. But there's 70 male actors. And basically it was an ad for If you want to be a porn star in Japan or porn actor in Japan, we need more dudes. I don't know how many white penises they need. Puss wanted me to ask that. But
how many you got?
most of the stories I'm seeing here on this are from at least 3-4 years ago.
Okay, whatever. Still
so they might have found more.
Well, because once you saw the ad, hey, I could do that.
Well, and your junk would be blurred.
Yeah, they blur. Japanese porn is blurred.
Is
it? But they're still having sex, though.
Yeah.
They are actually having sex. Yeah.
Just the genitals, not like
just genitals.
Boobs. Mm-hmm. They'll show you boobs.
Everything's out there. They're having sex, but it's blurred. If you click on any of those porn sites that you guys all check out.
Yeah.
You lost me.
If you get to Japanese anywhere, you'll realize, oh my God, that's all blurred right around.
The real Japanese stuff is
blurred. Yeah, the real, right around insertion. Yes, from Japan. I mean, you can find Japanese women here that they're not blurred.
Apparently, they need more dudes because they like to make the bukkake porn.
Oh, all of it?
Well, I think there's more of it in Japan than anywhere else. They're the bukkake porn capital of the world.
Explain what that is to people, Todd.
I can't.
I know.
No, don't do that.
Check it out Urban Dictionary.
Google it yourself at home.
Google it yourself and show the kids.
And then hit images.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A survey was conducted by the data analytics team at a social networking app for fishermen.
Oh, Todd's interested.
It's called FishBrain.
Yeah. FishBrain.
You perked my interest.
235 members of the Virginia Tech chapter of the Tri-Delta sorority were given a series of anonymized photos of men on dating apps posing with different species of recently caught fish.
Oh, yeah. So chicks dig that.
So they were asked to rank the fish based on which type made the men holding them seem more attractive.
None.
Probably swordfish.
So they automatically assume that everybody with the fish is going to be hot. So that's just
no. Rank them. They want to see if there's any particular fish that looks better on you than another fish.
First of all,
I'm curious.
This is done by a fish place.
Exactly. Right. They want it to be cool.
Secondly, they've done this study a handful of times, and they come up with different answers. Now then, they do say, and it's in here somewhere. I can't remember what it is. Oh, here it is. This is how they couch it at FishBrain. They say, hey, more than 1 in 7 women find that men who include photos of themselves with fish on their Tinder profiles are more attractive than those who don't. Well, that's 15%.
Right.
That's 15%. So they talk to those 15%.
Okay.
Yeah, pose with your dog, too. Chicks hate all that crap.
We're talking fish, though.
We're talking
fish. Right. And the number one species of fish
that
made
walleye.
The man look more attractive.
You think it's walleye? I think trout.
Okay.
Crappie. Shark.
Crappie.
Is it inside the bound? Is it ocean fish or not?
I don't know.
Well, I think big fish, big game fish would make you look hot.
Hogfish.
What's a hogfish?
The girls on this site.
Hogfish kind of looks like a really big goldfish.
Sorry. He's not.
Hogfish kind of looks like a really big goldfish growing up to 24 pounds, unusual pink and red color, weird mouth.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you're not catching this in a farm pond.
Nope. Right. That's an ocean fish. Western Atlantic.
Like the tropical fish would seem more attractive.
Yeah,
than,
yeah.
You know, it's a muddy river fish.
Right, you're going to be somewhere.
How many guys are actually holding that in their? I mean, that doesn't seem like something you would catch all the time.
No, you got to go to Nova Scotia to catch a hogfish.
Well, maybe it's like all girls holding it on Google Images.
Yeah. Right.
The hogfish is a close relative of the parrotfish, with delicate fins that give them an effervescent quality more akin to birds than swine.
Okay, is Todd's crappie? Is Todd's what crappie?
And then it goes.
No, that's a lot more impressive.
And then it goes queen.
It is, yeah,
that's colorful.
Yeah.
And then it goes queen snapper.
Yeah.
At number two, following the hogfish.
Yeah.
Why don't you reach in there and queen fish snapper. It out for yourself?
And coming in last is the striped bass. The least. Yeah, if you have the striped bass, that is the least attractive, or that helps your man look least attractive.
To the 15% of women that actually find this attractive.
Right. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Send that to Puss so he can post that up. We need the complete list for all our fisher guys.
I couldn't find
the
complete list. I looked for,
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I spent way too much time on this story.
Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Because we're done. Yeah. And I spent at least half an hour on this, so I've wasted a truckload of time on this. And I couldn't find the more recent thing. Yeah, I've wasted way too much time on this story.
Don't you have too many
So we need to talk about this for a... No, it's Todd.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
So
we'll
need to talk. So
we'll do
continue
it.
Continue talking.
Here's the deal with that. Obviously, most chicks don't want to see guys with fish on dating sites.
85% exactly.
And I think we can get into
That's from the fish site.
There are women, a lot of women listen to this program that probably have seen dating sites. And I'd like to know more about what you find attractive, because I think that if it's just a guy standing there by himself, you read these things all the time. Not trying to, not being anything, not hanging out with his bros, not shooting any like rock, hey, we rock, you know, or always be with your dog, or, you know, just be yourself, right? Don't you think they should be more, now granted, chicks want good looking guys, I get that, but don't
you want them funny?
Oh, that's right, but you can't, a picture doesn't mean you're funny.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've always read like,
what if you're doing like an armpit fart or something? That's pretty funny.
You put a backpack on, or you got the mountains in the background.
That's stupid.
You're Mr. Outdoors, so they hate you.
Nobody cares.
Those are all my profile pics.
but you're not looking to anybody to date.
No, I mean, I throw them up on Facebook and whatnot.
You're caught like the fish. Yeah, I know, Tom. You're not on a dating site.
No.
You look like a douchebag at a dating site like that.
Now, one guy named Sam Kim, he posts his fish photos to Hinge, Tinder, and Bumble, and he told the New York Post that pictures of bass and other non-impressive fish were ignored by potential matches. 15%. However, when he uploaded a profile picture featuring a pretty African pompano, he got multiple likes in 1 week.
So you need the exotic fish.
You need a pretty fish.
Sounds like these people are just liking the fish, not the dudes. The chicks.
Yep.
They like the fish, and therefore they like the dude.
Sure. Yeah, for a while. Unless that guy shows up on the date with the fish.
They're thinking, that fish.
Flopping around.
The fish that he chose is a reflection on him. So they're reading into that.
They see that beautiful fish that you pulled out of the ocean and killed.
15% of them.
Yeah, I just saw Jeff Dye on Instagram. He did that show with Terry Bradshaw years ago, and they're like still close.
Yeah,
he was just out fishing all day with Bradshaw.
Was he really?
One of his buddies. No.
That's cool.
Except for the fishing.
Yeah. Except for the fishing part, right?
Yeah, if that was your opportunity to hang out with Bradshaw, but you had to go fishing, would you go?
In a heartbeat.
Once.
Yeah. Not like some pond, though. It had to be somewhere in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to go on a pond with Bradshaw?
A pier. Fishing on a pier is pretty cool.
100% of my Facebook friends named Ellen say, no, big bass or walleye.
Hair lip. Not her. That's the joke to walleye hair lip. Let's clarify that. I'm not calling you a Helen a hair lip. That'd be rude.
And you don't do rude.
No, I do not.
No.
I do not.
See, I think the ladies in the Midwest might have a little different perspective since they don't get to see all the colorful fish that
I know a lot of ladies in the Midwest, they don't care about fishing.
85%.
But some do.
85%.
And those that do.
And that's a lot.
Want to see a nice bass or a nice walleye. I contend the geography would make a difference.
I don't know. These girls are from Virginia, and they chose some hogfish from Alaska.
Northern Atlantic.
They're just looking at pictures.
Yeah.
No, there is a coast in Virginia, though, too.
Yeah, well, some of them
does border the ocean.
They're kind of they're not very realistic about the hogfish. Right. God, what do you want?
A hogfish.
I'm holding a hogfish here. So take your pants off.
I want to go out with you. I got to go to Nova Scotia and get a hogfish.
Right.
That's pretty.
Or search the other 85%.
Pretty high maintenance.
Yeah. That seems like the path of less resistance.
Long walks on the beach will get you more girls than a hogfish.
Right.
About 45% of the dating profiles of men had fish in them.
That's a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Of course they did. I've seen
them. In that particular area.
Right. That's because they can't.
Of Virginia.
Is that a cause and effect thing? You can't find dates because all you do is fish.
You know what I mean? I doubt that's it.
All right.
But it does, you know, I think the guys are trying to say that they would, you know, provide them with fish.
There's a grocery store at a restaurant that does that, too. All right.
They might have a boat.
Anticipate the worst and hope for the best. Optimism's a big letdown. But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.